objective of the seminar was to make public the experience and expertise thinking of people living in deep poverty, people living in persistent poverty from New Orleans, to engage the public, the general public, the civil organization, academics, in a reflective process with these families on changes needed in social policy. This seminar came from, you know, we are writing a book with the families living in poverty, those are displaced and those who made their way back, to tell the world, to tell, first of all, the United States of America, that people in New Orleans were struggling and were living in deep persistent poverty before Katrina. And as well, after Katrina, their lives hasn't been rebuilt and hasn't come to normal, as the family says. So there has been a human rights violation in this process of rebuilding New Orleans to make it possible for families to come and live their lives with the family, to recognize their family, to live together in the city they love. So this seminar was to make public this book also, and as well to bring other people with them to think about, you know, in a reflective process of ending poverty with a human rights approach, as spelled out by Father Joseph Rosinski, the founder of the Fourfold Movement. And this has shed light on this work. And it has brought also a special interest to students and professionals in the human services field, as well as those interested in human rights, laws, public policy, social science, government, philosophy, and religion. That was a very interesting meeting, and it was interesting to see all those organizations that it invited. I invited 15 organizations, non-profit organizations in New Orleans, who are very well known, I mean, who has really a powerful voice in New Orleans, and those people came together and realized that it is possible to come on the same table with people living in poverty, because usually when there's an event like this, a seminar like this, those who are suffering are not on the same table and do not share the same, you know, on the same level of understanding. I think we have learned a lot from each other in this seminar, and people get out from that and say that, oh, wow, that has opened my eyes. I didn't know that, you know, people is living in such a desperate situation. And this is really of non-human rights, non-housing, non-education, and so much violence done to the poor. We need to come together to reflect in deep in that, and then see how we can remedy that. Involve politicians. Unfortunately, there was not a lot of politicians or authorities in this room. And students, we were expecting more students to be with us, but there were some at least, but some people from university, key people from university was there. So this seminar was, to prepare the seminar, it needed availability and constant contact with people. So we were in contact with researchers from the Harvard University, Christopher Winship, and also from the Policy Center for Social Services in Boston, who helped us a lot in reflecting on social policy. Because we didn't want this book only to be a book of stories where people is going to read a story and be pitiful about, you know, people living in poverty in New Orleans. But we wanted also this book to be like a tool to provoke also politicians, to provoke also social policy and make changes and make reforms and to influence reform. That also was the process of the seminar. We are going to publish this book next year on the 5th anniversary of Katrina. And by this time, I think that we will make like a big impact on the lives and situation of people living in poverty in New Orleans and make it more public, you know. This book is a response to that question, say that they say God doesn't punish poor people. And it's a human will. It's a human likeness to see that everybody deserved a living, a decent living condition, you know, and to respond to that housing is a problem, and we need to still look for housing, affordable housing, for those who are really struggling to keep a house and to pay a rent, and not to every month running after organization to pay the rent. You know, it's and also for families to come together. And this book will create a kind of awareness. It will be a tool for students, for lawyers, for organization, for professional in human services, a tool to see how we can eradicate poverty.